Next week, Alaskans will head to the polls to select their United States Senator, and whomever they choose will be tasked with helping make sure that Alaska's fisheries are managed responsibly. Each candidate has a different style that they believe would benefit the fishing industry. Republican Senator and write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski touts her experience working with the fishing industry, and she mentions the various committee memberships that she's achieved through seniority. She hopes her record on fisheries issues should speak for itself, and industry groups like the United Fishermen of Alaska and the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association seem to believe that it does and have given her their endorsements. Democrat Scott McAdams, meanwhile, has played up his experience as a deckhand. He fished black cod near the Andrianoff Islands and seined out of Kodiak during his younger days. His first ad shows him aboard a longliner and getting yelled at in Norwegian. McAdams also says that serving as mayor of a coastal community gives him a unique perspective on fisheries policy.
I'm a guy who grew up in a town. I learned to read, write, and reason in a community where 85 cents on the dollar comes from commercial fishing.
And Republican nominee Joe Miller brings up his academic background in resource management issues and his master's degree in economics. Though he's originally from landlocked Kansas and now lives far from the water in Fairbanks, he says that he recognizes the importance of Alaska's fisheries to the state's economy, and the sustainability is a critical issue to him. Still, while each candidate says that he or she is bringing something different to the table with fisheries policy, all three agree that protecting fishermen's livelihood in the next years through to the next decades is important for Alaska. Each candidate agrees that climate change is a problem that threatens Alaska's fisheries in the long term. Lisa Murkowski points to her work on securing research funds used to study its effects, and she mentions work on ocean acidification legislation in particular.
It authorizes the development of this National Ocean Acidification Research Program. We need to know and understand what is going on out there. And, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of stories. But we need to understand. And the way that we understand it is we gather that research.
The three candidates also have reservations about the pending FDA approval of genetically modified salmon. In September, Joe Miller made a joke about eating frankenfish for dinner and said that he was, quote, a pro-science guy when it came to Aqua Advantage salmon. He walked that statement back this week.
I may not have said that properly when I was interviewed on that question. My response is I'm a science guy. I like good science. But absolutely, let me make this very, very abundantly clear. Genetically engineered salmon that could escape, that could end up in natural waters, that could end up creating adverse impact to our fisheries, should be absolutely prohibited.
On the issue of the development of Pebble Mine, all candidates caution that resource development should not occur at the expense of Bristol Bay's salmon fishery. Scott McAdams, however, offered an unequivocal no on this issue.
I'm the only candidate in this race who is opposed to Pebble Mine and who says is opposed to Pebble Mine. Other folks have more nuanced language. I'm opposed to it. When you take a look at the headwaters of the Bristol Bay salmon fishery, which is home to the most abundant and most profitable red salmon fishery in the world, that's just too big of a risk to take.
And while all three candidates agreed that fishermen should be protected from oil spills like the Exxon Valdez and more recently the BP blowout in the Gulf of Mexico, they disagreed on how that should be done. McAdams has said that he entered the race because Murkowski blocked legislation that would raise the oil spill liability cap from $75 million to $10 billion. Miller is also critical of that move.
Now, I absolutely am resource development friendly. But if you think that I think that Alaskans should pick up the tab for bad resource development practices, think again. I mean, that is just absolutely crazy that you should say that the American taxpayer or the Alaskans themselves should pay for the cost of a spill created by bad practices.
But Murkowski says that her decision to block a vote on the spill response legislation was more complicated than that.
To just kind of randomly pick a number out of the air, to me, makes no sense. What I have proposed is that there be a liability cap that is based on a series of risk factors. When you are drilling in 5,000 feet of water, that's a heck of a big difference than if you're drilling in 150 feet of water.
On Tuesday, fishermen across Alaska can cast their vote for one of these candidates at their local polling station. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.